Praise the Lord.
Once you enter that water
and come out, you have come under the blood of Jesus Christ. You have entered the city of refuge. Praise the Lord. You have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. The Bible says so. The accuser of the brethren will look for the thing he has been using to attack you. He will not see it again. Whatever he accuses you, it is your past. The number of abortions you committed, the 419 you have done, the cults you belonged, the money you thief, sorted. All, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. No more condemnation. For them who are in Christ Jesus, nothing can condemn you anymore. That's the joy of salvation. Only Christianity has that promise. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father except by me. Only Christianity has that assurance. Oh, blessed assurance.
Jesus is mine.
Oh, what a harvest of glory divine.
Head of salvation, fortress of God, God of his feet, wash in his blood.
Hallelujah. There's a song that goes like this. Faith, faith, each and every door.
Jesus is mine. With every tender thought. Jesus, that is our will.
That is our will.
And has no rest.
And has no rest in
place.
Jesus alone can bless. Oh,
Jesus is mine.
Let's sing it again.
Tempt God my soul away.
Oh yes, here will I ever stay. The next verse, let's sing the next verse. Everybody, tell your neighbor, Jesus, I belong to Jesus. Somebody sing this song. All the way to Calvary,
he went for me.
I never finish. Oh. Listen, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And faith cometh by hearing what? So sit down and hear something now that will give you faith. Praise the Lord. This is why some of you have gone from place to place for deliverance. Nothing happened. Satan knows better than many pastors. Satan can preach this gospel better than many doctors of divinity. If you know the scripture, if your deliverance, you don't even go for any deliverance until your sins have been remitted. The reason Satan is on top of you, disturbing you, forget whether it is family, whether a demon, whether number one, make sure you have come under the blood of Jesus. Make sure the blood of Jesus is speaking for you. Make sure your sins have been remitted, and your sins are remitted through the blood, demonstrated by the ordinance of water baptism. And because it is so important, Satan has messed it up with false preachers who cannot understand scripture to give it proper interpretation. Therefore, there's wrong baptism. There are some of you that have done water baptism, but it is wrong. And Satan knows it is wrong. That's why he made you to do it wrongly, so that he will continue according to the spiritual law. Ha! There is a spiritual court with a spiritual law. And there are spiritual lawyers. Satan is a lawyer. Jesus Christ is our advocate. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Satan knows our position, our estates, as far as salvation is concerned. He knows who are church members and knows those who are members of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. This is ABC. This thing I'm preaching now is ABC. ABC of Christianity. That is the first thing you know, the first week you become a Christian. But look at some of you here. They bore you inside church. You live all your life, they go to church, you go Bible school. Some of you are even preachers and evangelists. You never see evangelists where they suffer for road. They suffer for road. Nothing to show around him. When did he know they walk again? Before you know what, they will go and put their hand into something. Go and call, thinking that it is not working because the anointing is not much. It's not anointing, it's freedom, spiritual freedom. Praise the Lord. You don't receive deliverance by falling down in the church. Take it, wow. When you fall down, you say, the spirit has gone. It's gone. Go here, you are free. You are free. Sister, they wear trousers, painted, put Asmodee things, dressing like a prostitute. And a man of God, a prophet, is saying, you see, you are free. Now you are free. As far as I'm concerned, listen, church, without apology, that man is not a preacher of the cross. He's a babalawo in the name of Jesus. There are babalawos that have infiltrated Christianity. How can a true man of God see a sinner and cannot tell you to stop committing sin? Oh, praise the Lord. You will not jam babalawo in the name of Jesus. Yunko, shall we continue in sin that grace will abound? Praise the Lord. If you stop committing sin, is it for your own good or for Christ's good? No, it's true now. If you obey the Lord and live a clean life, is it for your own good? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I told my sister's son, who was misbehaving, they put him for school. The mother is a graduate. The father is even retired director. I called him one day. I said, they are battling for you to go to school. If you go to school and you become a graduate, is it for your father or for your mother or is for yourself? Your papa, don't old. Anytime from now, you go die. Your mama, don't old. The two of them. Oh, the two of them, oh, they are all terminally sick. Yet they are doing everything to make you go to school. Do you think they are doing it for themselves or for you? I said, can you see how stupid you are? Can you see how stupid you are? When the Lord, the Holy Ghost tells you, don't do something. Amen. Is it for himself? John the Baptist told the Israelites, Pharisees and Sadducees, don't say you are children of Abraham. Therefore, you will act anyhow. God is able to raise up stones. God is not looking for people that will worship him. If you are going to worship God, I've seen people who say, God, if I don't get a husband this year, and they go back, and they go back. Go back to my prostitution. I will go back home. I don't try you. God, I don't try. 3 years now. I did this bride. I did pray. I did call you every time. Up to now. That's also disappointment. Now the last year be this one. If December this year I don't get husband, I did go. Then you do it so that God will say, ah, make I not lose this one. Oh, hey, make I not lose this one. Make I. There is nobody that has ever approached God like that and got anything. If it's anything at all, Satan will come and increase it so that you will go. Because he's in the ministry of taking you away from Christ. Now you have given condition that you will leave. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. God, if you do this for me, if you make me deliver this baby safely, I will bring a live goat for you. God, the chop goat. Is God's favorite food goat meat? You see how people reason? You see how people reason? Ah, God, if you do this for me, I may vow I will be paying my tithe regularly. Now, vow be that, though. When you see people who don't know God, the way they will walk with him, they will not say, Lord, if you do this for me, I will see it as reason to serve you for the rest of my life. You will hardly hear that type of vow. Then they will go and bring the goat. God, let me talk. I don't do ammo. Take the goat. Oh yeah, go your way. I go my way. I have done what I say I will do. God doesn't work like that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't go for deliverance until what the devil is accusing you of is washed away. It is then you can go for deliverance. So, it is your sin that has separated you from God. Not that he has no ear to hear all you have been praying. And there are two types of sin. Now, the first one I have the face now. The one that sent Jesus Christ to the cross on Calvary. We shall continue the second one next Friday. While I conclude this, is there anybody here you have not been baptized? And you are coming to God to deliver you from something. You are wasting your time. You are wasting your time. If you see that problem, go. Listen. It means the mercy of God has touched you to give you reason to begin to serve him. If you are a sinner here and God gives you any miracle, in John chapter 6, he said, you follow me not because of the miracle you saw, but because of the bread you ate. Because the miracle you saw is to make you begin to look for this Jesus. Which manner of man is this? And you will soon discover is the propitiation of your sin. He's your redeemer. He's your savior. He is Emmanuel. He is the mercy of God to man. It's God's provided way for your escape. He is God. coming down to save you. Then you will see reason to follow him. Not only when you need miracle, you will come. When you get the miracle, you go away. No. Praise the Lord. You will still come back again. And you must be independent. You cannot be a baby always. He has given us the sword of the Spirit to fight spiritual battles. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bows. He gives us power to cast out devils. Believer, this sign shall follow them that believe. When they have problem, they will go to a prophet. Correct? Amen. This sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will do what? Cast out. Praise the Lord. There is nowhere in the Bible that when a demon is tormenting you, then you run to a prophet. Run to a pastor. I need deliverance. The same power he's going to use to cast that spirit from you, you have it also. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says, if two of you shall agree, if you are to come to me so that I will join my faith with your faith, together as my brother, as my sister, one will chase 1,000. Two will chase how many? 10,000 demons in my father's compound, me and my brother. So why are you going to pay money for somebody to go and cast out the demon for you? Can't you see something is wrong with your faith? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Ignorance. And all these babalawos that have changed their signboard to prophet, they are making money from believers. Shall I say I no go come bush again? Shall I say I no go come babalawo again? I know what to do. Change the signboard. Go and register the name. Now, man must work ministry international. Founder, prophet, doctor, pastor, evangelist, all the fivefold na him. Hallelujah. Immediately you enter. Is he telling you about Jesus? No. Immediately you enter, the first he will tell you, say, the work where I go do for you, plenty. There is work. Kai is your work, plenty. It's a babalawo language. I don't know how we do. Hey, your work, plenty. Oh, I will get 5 people. I will get, your own, plenty. Praise the Lord. There are people that don't like me. As they hear me now. Because I didn't tell them they can continue living the life they live. Doesn't matter. They don't like me. Praise the Lord. You better like me. Amen. Because it has pleased God that this type of man will be your pastor now. There's nothing you can do to change me. Your frown not going to change me. If you don't bring your offering, you're not going to change me. Praise the Lord. In fact, it even annoys me to talk the more. So you're going to say, no pay me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But one of these days, you will think back. Many of us that grew up under strict parents, you are thanking God for them. At that time, you didn't like it. You thought he hated you. Those of us that grew up under strict parents, compare yourself with those wayward children. You'll be thanking God for your parents that were strict on you. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. One of these days, hallelujah, when we get to heaven, you will hug me. How many people will go to heaven here? Wait. Put down your hand. You didn't hear me. Don't put up your hand. You didn't didn't hear what I say. You just put up your hand. You just hear, put up your hand. It's not everybody. Okay. I didn't say if you want to go to heaven. I mean if you will be there. How many? Huh? Huh? Turn to your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. Who put up your hands? How many people want to be baptized? That's the beginning of your deliverance. Wave your hand. Let me see. Anybody? Stand up. Let me see. Come forward. Yeah. Come to the Savior.
Make no delay.
Here in the midst, He has shown us the way. Go to heaven. Lie, lie. You will hear something when you come here. So that when you go, you don't make it to heaven, you will know you are the cause. Because what you should hear, we told you. I know we're talking about water baptism now. We're online members, they are gnashing their teeth. Okay, how we go take correct our water baptism? Because most of you, you baptize wrongly. Depending on where you baptize. Most denominations baptize wrongly. And Satan knows it. Call the name of your church. Call, tell your neighbor, see the church I come from. He will tell you whether you baptize correctly or not. I don't want to talk about myself. Tell your neighbor where you baptize. Tell him. Tell your neighbor, make your neighbor tell you whether you're correct or not. Oh yeah. Ask. I mean those of you sitting there in the congregation. Tell your neighbor, see, oh, I baptize for redeem. Then make you hear what he go answer you. I baptize for choosing. I baptize for Catholic. Then make you hear what your neighbor go tell you. Anything your neighbor tell you now, correct. Praise the Lord. Correct water baptism is to take you inside the water. The minister will ask you to make that confession again in your mouth that you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And on the basis of that confession, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Put you inside the water and bring you out. If they sprinkle water on you, it is wrong. If they baptize you as a small child, infant baptism, it is wrong. And if they repeated Matthew 28 verse 19, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, put you inside the water and bring you out, it is wrong. The Father has a name. The Son has a name. The Holy Ghost has a name. And every baptism in the New Testament by the apostles, the baptism was in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because Jesus is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That is the name for our redemption. Any other way, no matter what, how big that congregation is or the kind of anointing that is going on, it is a wrong baptism. Go and re-baptize. After you have repented, don't bother to enter the water if you have not made up your mind that you will not live that useless life again. If not, even if you baptize in the name of Jesus, you have gone to swim. And if what I am preaching is the truth, and you have decided to repent, to serve Him, watch your life after today. Concerning any demon, any spirit that has been troubling you. Because God will do something to confirm. Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized. According to Peter, every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I have just finished baptismal class now. I've just finished baptismal school. Now we now pass. Can we clap our hands for these candidates? But we don't have certificate to give you. Your certificate is in heaven. Praise God. We don't have certificate to give you. Your certificate is in heaven. And I didn't have any other exam to write for you. You can see I preach and you believe you came out. Nobody forced you to come out. It's because you understood something. And if you go without understanding inside that water and come out, no problem that entered there with you will come out with you. Oh yes, that is... That may be all somebody here. Maybe that is all God has been waiting for. To take over that battle. Take over that battle. But I repeat, you must truly make up your mind to follow this Jesus. Come out now. You can deliver yourself. Amen.